Wow. Hey, why don't we give the creative team a huge round of applause? What beautiful praise and worship. And turn to the person next to you as you take a seat and say, isn't Pat talented? What a beautiful song. Wow. Tell ya, can't wait to get this album out. There's more coming too. There's more songs. I heard another one midweek. And I tell you what, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait just to have it in my car. It's not good enough to listen to it at church. It's not good enough. Need it on iTunes, right? Who? How you doing? Who's soggy? Everything's just muggy and soggy. Isn't it fabulous, Sheila? It's incredible. Yeah, we had a slug break into our home. It happens when it's wet, right? Slugs break in. Like, they're like, you know, this is enough. I'm getting inside. So one of our boarders just said, what's this? It's a slug. It's a snail without a shell. A homeless snail is a slug. There it is. We reach the homeless. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we're not playing games this morning. As we share your word, God, it divides between which is of you and which isn't of you. It's a two-edged sword. And God, we just pray and we know, God, that it goes into our hearts and it doesn't return void because it's alive and you are your word, Jesus. And we bow ourselves to its authority in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, all right, I'm going to start a new series or topic or whatever you want to call it. Hearing from God. Sound good? You know, it's quite a basic thing, really, to hear from God. But there's a lot to it. There's a lot of questions out there that I'm sure we all want to ask God. Isn't that right? You know, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? It might be, you know, who am I going to marry? Yeah, I asked God that one day and I got the right answer. Sound good? Crazy thing not to ask God. Wow, imagine not asking God that. But life is a never-ending choice. And hearing from God is something that is just a base level for our Christianity. There's a whole world out there that would, I think, if they could really get their heads on around the idea that Christianity is based on talking with God, I reckon our churches would be filled. True? I think a lot of people out there, I mean, if you think a bunch of cards is going to tell you what you need to know, or if you look out there at the stars which were created by God and you think that's better than God, or if you go to some weird person with a hat maybe or an accent and they tell you your fortune, or you watch late night TV and they tell you your fortune. There's people desperately wanting to know. They want some questions answered. But if they knew that God actually communicates, I think there'd be a lot more people involved in church, don't you think? So how do we know the voice of God? How do we know it is from God? Communicating with God is what defines our relationship. I've had a lot of discussions with people and I find a lot of people that have an understanding of God, their understanding of God is more based around religion than relationship. True? So many people are caught up with just what they've been taught, how they grew up, traditions, the church, the way it looks, the priest, the school they went to, the principles, the Ten Commandments, whatever. Whatever it looks like in their minds, a lot of people, their idea of God and the church and everything is more to do with that than anything else. It's more to do with just what the church should be and what the church isn't doing and what the church is for and what the church is against and what it looks like and what style of church. And the building has got a lot to do with it. We're about to go and start our chapel service in a, which I think is a beautiful building. Stained glass windows, vaulted ceilings, wooden floors. It's going to be gorgeous. But it was made in an era where you didn't have a lot of sound. So there's a huge echo. So our sound guy's going, this is going to be a bit of a challenge. Because they made this building to be where people could just sing and their voices would carry, right? We kind of like amplified sound, right? So maybe we should just do acoustic. Oh, we will. We'll do something like that, but we'll still have some music. The choir's good. They could carry it out. They could do it by themselves. So communicating. So the first thing I want to establish when we're talking about this topic, and there's a few things I want to talk about here, and I know there's a few things I'm sure you want to know about hearing from God. But I want to start with just establishing that the fact that God wants to speak to us. Because sometimes, I mean, a lot of people I talk to actually don't know that. They just don't. They expect either the church to say, put out a statement on the airways, and that's coming from God, or they wait for the Pope to say something or decide something, and that's hearing from God. Or they think that there's a book or something or anything. Obviously, the Bible, that is hearing from God, but the fact is God wants to speak to us directly. A relationship with God is, our Christianity is based on a relationship with God, and a relationship is a two-way communication, correct? Now, I know a lot of people offer up prayers and we talk to God, but about how much do we expect God to talk back to us? For some of us, that's right. Well, what are you talking about? That's basic. But if I was honest in this place, and if I did a survey here, and you could tell, if I asked everyone in this room, clearly, with clarity, how do you hear from God, and how often do you hear from God? If we've got a relationship with God, it must be defined by the fact that we've got dialogue with God. Otherwise, we really don't have a relationship. I could say that I've got a great friendship and relationship with Matt, who did a great job. I thought, brilliant. But if I never, ever, ever spoke to him, and I'm not just talking about a Facebook friend, but if we never dialogued, I never went to their place and had an incredible Colombian food, which we've done a couple of times, which is amazing. Both these guys, if we didn't chat and get to know each other, I would say that we don't have a great deal of relationship. True? See, our relationship with God is based on dialogue. True? It's based on us talking to God and God responding. So I want to go through the Bible and just clearly give you some evidence to confirm that we are called to dialogue with God. I'm not going to be your spokesperson for God. That's not the way the New Testament is set up. Are you hearing me? If you've come from a Catholic background or somewhere, quite often people were taught way back, not so much now, but way back, that they went to the priest and really there was a mediator between them and God, and that would be the communication, and you would wait for every word. And the church used to keep everyone in the dark because the Bible wasn't printed, and everyone just basically waited, and they could say what they wanted. And they did. They created a few things and added a few things that God certainly didn't say. Amen? Nowhere in God's Bible does it say, God's Word, that I have to wear a frock. Thank goodness for that. These legs are not that good. Imagine if I had to stand up here in a frock. And it's all good. If those people want to do that, that's fantastic. But God doesn't say, wear a frock. So I'm not going to do it. Someone wants to do that, as a priest, go for it. So here's some evidence. First of all, God has provided access. In the book of Hebrews, we see we have access into God's presence, which means our relationship, our prayer life, our communication, our dialogue with God, the Holy of Holies was unlocked, and God allowed us as New Covenant believers access to the Holy of Holies. Are you with me? The Old Testament, it wasn't quite like that. It was completely different. The ark, the presence of God dwelt in an ark, a physical form or a temple or a place, and you didn't have that access. But according to Hebrews, let me read Hebrews 10:19-20, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way. Because of Jesus Christ, because of our connection with Him, we have access to the Holy of Holies. So our prayers, our dialogue is right smack in the middle of it all. Are you hearing me? It's something powerful. It's something that we should respect, that whenever we communicate with God, that actually is what is going on. And if you were an Old Testament priest and you went into the Holy of Holies, you had to prepare yourself. There's a whole bunch of stuff you had to do. They used to tie ropes around your leg with bells, because if you weren't pure and clean, boom, you were gone. And they go, dee-dee-dee-dee. Done it. Another priest is gone. And they drag him out of the Holy of Holies. And they go, oh, you missed it. Obviously didn't have it quite right. Are you hearing me? That's a pretty scary concept, right? To get into God's presence, there's like you just, and if it, the priest went in there and he came back out, it was all good. Oh, wow. Dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, darn it. Another one. I'm making light of it, but that's the reality. Are you hearing me? So everyone in this room, you've been given access through the new covenant, through Christ, through what He did, through the new contract that God has with us. That's what a covenant is. Old contract was torn up. God got to rewrite a new contract, and He said, you know, enough of this. Enough of the bells and the priest and the Holy of Holies. And He ripped the curtain in two and said, that's enough. I want them in my presence. I want them to have intimacy with me. I want them back to where I was. And we have that. So you got access. Sound good? Do we get that? Everyone say, I've got access. Number two, God always desired to communicate with us as we do with our children. Now, I've got kids, and it's a pleasure most of the time to communicate with them. Sometimes it's not, but most of the time, 90% of the time it is. Amen? I just expect that they're going to be my children and I can communicate with them. I expect that there should be an intimacy, there should be a flow, there should be a connection. In Genesis 3:8, it says, they heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. That's when God created Adam and Eve. That's when it was all not blowing up and sin hadn't entered. And God, these were His children. And the cool of the evening, there'd be like some walking time with God. And I reckon God was just waiting, could not wait to that time. It's like pacing up and down. I'm going to get a walk with Adam. That's going to be awesome. And it was the same. And the cool of the evening in the Garden of Eden would have been perfect. Not raining like this all the time, but perfect. And I don't know, maybe they just strolled. Maybe God had a sway. I don't know how it worked, but that says they walked and talked in the cool of the evening. Birds chirping, crickets going, ee-ee, in the background. There it is, perfect, on cue. Just the atmosphere was sweet. And a Heavenly Father was talking to His created child. Amen? Awesome. Number three, God always intended to talk to us to fulfill His plans that He has for our lives. Amen? Jeremiah 29:11, we all know this. Lord makes clear His intentions for you. And I, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Amen? He doesn't want to make his plans for us a mystery. He wants to be in dialogue. He wants to involve himself in your decisions, talk to you. He wants you to understand that your life is not directionless, that you're not just dumped here on earth and left alone, but there's a purpose and a plan, and there's something that he wants to say to that almost every day, every moment that you communicate with him. Amen. There's something that he wants to say to you and unpack to you and tell you and encourage you. And when you're going through dark times, there are times I've known in my life where it feels like God isn't talking, but by doing that, he's communicating something. I've noticed. Are you hearing me? Sometimes he's just asking me to draw closer or draw nearer or do something. I'm like, hey, I've just noticed I'm not hearing you that way I used to. And sometimes I've got to change something up. Are you with me? Because sometimes, you know what, I've said this once before, but can you imagine being in a marriage relationship where your relationship dialogue and the way you communicate was exactly the same from the day you got married? Walked in the house, hi dear, I'm home. Hi sweetie, how was your day? Fantastic, very good. My day was good also. What's for dinner? I don't know, what did you bring home? I brought Red Rooster. Fantastic, we will have dinner. So good to be married. Yes, it is. I like that we're married. I like that we're both married. Thank you very much. I will see you later at 9:30. Ridiculous, right? But sometimes, you know, with our prayer life, with the way we talk to God, it's kind of a bit like that. And sometimes I think God just gets a little bored. Mix it up. Go for a walk. Do something real. Connect with God. Do something exciting. Are you hearing me? It's a relationship. God wants to guide and lead us, lead our lives, and affect the course of our lives. Number four. And he needs to talk to us to achieve this. And this is a big one because most people want direction. And I love this. And Jesus tells us in John 10:27, my sheep. Everyone say, sheep, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's quite basic, but so profound. Are you hearing me? My sheep, hear my voice, and they follow me. So there's a huge connection between hearing God's voice and following him. And if you're struggling in your life right now to hear God's voice, then maybe you're struggling right now to follow him. True? This is basic, but I tell you what, I think there are some things that we need to press into in our Christianity and make sure we've got something beautiful and fresh and a dialogue with God. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. He's actually identifying, if you want to be called a son, you're actually led. Are you hearing me? I mean, we're all called sons and daughters of the King, but if you want to carry that relationship title with God of being someone that God calls a son, it means that you're being led by the Spirit, which means God can dialogue with you and your life is open to instruction and correction and change and direction. It's gone quiet in here, is that all right? I'm trying. Probably need to sing a song. I've written a few. Oh, just waiting. We'll try and make those the first song in the album. We'll just wait to the end. First songs are always the best songs. Psalms 37:23, the steps of a good man. And the Amplified, a righteous born again man, it says. In brackets. Love the Amplified. Persons are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. It's almost a song. I could write, there's a song to that. Anyway. A righteous person are ordered. They're ordered by God and he delights in it. God orders the steps. You know, like you go into a restaurant and you order a meal, God's ordering your steps. Are you hearing me? And you know, you've got to be able to dialogue with God to get the order. And our Christianity can't be just this, wow, it's all whatever. But it's got to be something where we've got some order to our lives. We've got some direction. We've got some purpose because we've got some dialogue. Are you with me? And we've got something in our hearts. We've got to turn our hearts towards this and not allow our Christianity to slip away from this power. Man, I've got, the time is just, whoa. This is it. And I'm already just, I haven't even left the runway. I don't think I can go here. So why can't it, I was going to do a whole bunch on why can't it be difficult to hear God's voice? But I'm going to have to wait for next time. We've got 6 minutes. And I can't, no. Otherwise, if I start here, it's going to go. Because this plane is just going to, and it's... No, I can't do it. No, we'll do it next time. You know, I do want to pause here because I just want you to realize that God wants to dialogue with you. Can I leave it at that? If anything, I feel the Holy Spirit impressing on me today is that your Christianity, you don't allow it. You need to get somewhat, I want to use the right word, frustrated or somewhat tenacious that you're not hearing from God. Are you hearing? That you actually got to go, you know what's going on, God? What's going on? Why aren't you talking to me? What's going on? Why isn't your word bouncing out and hitting me? Why isn't this all going on? I want to talk about... You know, why people don't, I think. Why it's difficult for people to not hear from God. And then I'm going to talk about how we can hear from God and how God does speak to us, the methods he uses. Sound good? And I think in this point where we stop right now, I think it's important. It's important to dial back and look into our Christianity, if we want to call it that, and determine right now whether it's a relationship or it's not. And I know there's some people in here, you know, you're hearing from God regularly and comfortably, and it's just something that's natural and normal. But I know there's some people in this room here that really, honestly, maybe your relationship is slipped into a routine religion. And it's not relationship anymore, and it's time. Like a marriage seminar for a couple that are married that aren't communicating. You know what I mean? Sometimes you've got to sit down with someone and just go, you know what? I'm not hearing from God. I'm not. I feel like I'm doing a bunch of stuff for God. I feel he's got my heart and I've got his, and I feel like I'm doing everything I can to live by his principles. But if you're just going to tell me that I'm hearing from God daily or what have you, I've got to tell you right now, it's just not in that place. And maybe it's just a checkup that we need to have right now because it's not good enough. And I don't mean that in a harsh way on you. It's not good enough because it's a ripoff. Because communicating with God in the cool of the evening and talking to him is the most amazing, spectacular, soul-enriching experience. And I do it over coffee. I get so addicted to it. And I'm reading right through all the books of Kings and Samuel. And God just constantly, I've started journaling, which I haven't done for a while. Electronic journal. I put a lock on it so no one can get into it. And I started just doing more and more journaling. And he just keeps talking. And it's exciting. Amen? I want to inspire you just to look at your Christianity and take it to another. And I think there's maybe we can stand. This is who we are. We're sons and daughters of the King. And He's talking to us all the time. You know, I'm a parent and I love my kids. And I've always got something to say. And as soon as they come in the house, or you smile or you talk to them and you can't wait to see them. Well, He's like that with you. There's no difference, but except He's a perfect parent. You know what I mean? So just imagine what He's got in store for you every time you wake up and before you go to sleep. And you know, when your kids are young, you give them a kiss and just tell them you love them, but he wants to do all of that to you. When's the last time you felt that? Amen? It's the last time your relationship was just, oh man, He's just awesome. Close your eyes for a moment. God, in this place, we are gathered not around man-made traditions, but we're drawn here because of You, because the offer that You made to us to have relationship, the offer that You gave us that we could communicate, we could dialogue, we could begin conversations with You, that You could add to our lives so profoundly in so many ways. And You know everything about us. You know every secret. You hear every thought. There's nothing hidden from You. And yet, You give us access. Our sin and our things going on, You give us access. God, I pray You'd stir in this place. Men and women in this place, God, that just listen for the whisper from You, God. You whispering into their lives, telling them, involving them, communicating with them. And God, right now, we pause for a moment, God, and we deal with relationship. Because our Christianity in this church, God, is about relationship. And I'm just going to, for a moment, I'm going to speak to, if you're in this place and you're not in relationship with God, if you've not committed your life fully over to Him, if you have any doubt that you're in relationship, any whatsoever, if there's a, you know, am I a Christian? Am I really saved? Am I really going to heaven? If that's flooding in your mind, I pray that you just deal with that and allow that to be dealt with by committing your life to Christ. And I'm also talking to anyone in this room who you just, today God's speaking into your heart, and today is a day where you have to decide that you were going to recommit yourself in relationship to Jesus again. You have been walking the other way. You haven't been interested. You maybe be doing the motions, but it's time to turn around and head the other direction. It's called a rededication. And I want you just to do that in a moment. Pray a prayer with all your heart. If you're either one of those people, I want you to pray this prayer. We're all going to pray it together. But I want you to pray it with all sincerity. Come on, church. Dear Lord Jesus, I accept You today as my personal Lord and Savior. I accept that You died on the cross for me so that I could have a relationship with You, so that I could have access to the Holy of Holies, that Your grace and Your mercy will flood over me every day. Forgive me of all my sin. And I accept today that I'm a child of God, that I'm a Christian, which means Christ in me, that eternity is placed in my heart. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I love You, Jesus. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every eye closed. If you prayed that as a rededication or the first time, just lift your hand. Great. Anyone else? All we're going to do is get someone to have a chat after the service with you. Anyone else? Raise your hand one more time. If you raise your hand, raise it so I can see it. Yeah? Awesome. Our guys will see. Amen. That's it. Beautiful. Perfect timing, Pat. Just don't forget, and just pray for us for this, our service change time for our night service. We had the 26th. There was a hiccup with the date, but we've got our chapel on the 2nd of April. It's going to be exciting, 6 p.m., and very excited about it. And also, all of those that want to, you've put your name down for our course, our Cert 4 in Community Services and Chaplaincy, you've got to be here this Monday night if you can, or if you can't come and see me for 1 hour, we're going to go through registration and information with our lecturer. He's going to be here. Sound good? God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. See you, church.